I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. Barbara Tomasik joins me again. The Director of Artistic Programs at the Gateway Theatre in Richmond previews Home for the Holidays, a new online show that debuts Friday, the 18th of December. It features a who's who of Gateway alumni who reprise memorable music from some of the company's rich 35-year history of musicals at the holidays: Annie, The Sound of Music, Fiddler on the Roof, The Music Man, The Wizard of Oz, and last year's smash Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Those featured include Tom Pickett, Megan Gardner, David Adams, Chelsea Rose, Scotia Browner, and many more. You buy a ticket at gatewaytheater.com, and it's only $25, and you can begin streaming on the 18th, and there'll be an online watch party at 8 p.m., and it'll be available for viewing on demand from then to January 1st. It's a great way to bring memories of the Gateway's past into your home, and it'll be fun to sing along. Barbara Tomasik is a graduate of the University of British Columbia. Her directing credits include The Music Man, Crazy for You, and The Wizard of Oz, all at the Gateway. Please welcome back to the Plant Online program, Barbara Tomasik. Ms. Tomasik, good morning.
Good morning, Joseph.
Thanks for joining us.
Nice to be here.
So Christmas and the holidays, I mean, that's a tradition for a lot of people to go see the musical, whatever that might be, at the Gateway. For you, it's a personal one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely where I got my start when I moved back to Vancouver as an artist. And so I have a lot of history with the Gateway Theatre. It was my first professional show here in Vancouver. So I definitely have a personal connection to the holiday musical at the Gateway. Yeah.
We talked last year about the production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. That was a big success, wasn't it?
It was. People loved the show, and it was such a great, it was nice to see. It was in a show that I was, as I think we talked about before, that I knew as well. Uh-huh. And there's just such a following for it, and a lot of nostalgia around the show that people really, really connected with. And I think just the sense of joy in the production that we found, people really loved it. So it was, it was a nice feeling for sure.
So if one didn't see that last year, will there be a segment on Home for the Holidays featuring that musical?
There will. There's a nice surprise. Well, it won't be a surprise too much if I talk about it. But there's definitely a little touch of Dreamcoat in there. Yeah.
So the title, first of all, Home for the Holidays, just works on so many levels because that's where we'll be watching this from.
That's right.
The other thing is it's a who's who of Gateway alums who are coming back home, essentially.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we have people who are coming back who did their first show at the Gateway, a number of people, Elenia Lindbergh, Greg Pember, who's in Toronto, Bridget Essler, who've all sort of grew up at the Gateway, both in the academy but also on stage. And so that's really lovely. And then lots of faces that people recognize, you know, great local performers. So it's definitely been a real a pleasure, and to hear the stories of these people who've talked a lot about their first experience being at Gateway and how it has sort of shaped their lives and how they've become performers because of it, which is awesome.
How did this idea, I mean, for lack of a better word, of say the greatest hits, if you will, how did this all come about?
I think, you know, Jasmine Chen, who's our artistic and community producer, and myself and the artistic department, we just had, when we started planning this year, it was such a huge shift. You know, we usually start planning the season in, well, the previous December. And so we had a full season planned that was on stage. And then, of course, everything changed in March. And we really wanted to create some work that was what we've been calling pandemic-proof, so that we could engage artists in a way that was safe and also provide, like, joy for our audiences. And I think this piece really came out of the feeling of wanting to give our community and our audiences a gift at the holiday, and the gift of music, not to be too cheesy, but just to have people continue to connect with that tradition, even if they couldn't come to the theater. And so we started talking about, you know, history and the past and the future and the present, and and how could we sort of embody that into something that was still connected to the tradition. You know, it's a tradition that the musical's been happening for 35 years at the Gateway. So, was there a way that we could connect with those audiences? And so that's where it came from, was just as a bit of a thank you to the performers and also a thank you to our audiences for supporting us. We wanted to give them something to enjoy. So, yeah.
So if I go to the Gateway's website and I buy my ticket, if you will,
how
will people watch the show then?
So when you buy your ticket, you buy a household ticket.
I see.
You pay $25 for a household, so you could have, you know, your immediate bubble over.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will be sent a link. So you'll be sent a little package and a link, not a physical package, but
sure,
a package via email,
uh-huh,
that gives you a link to the show. The show opens on December the 18th, and once you've purchased it, you can watch it whenever you want and as many times as you want, which
sure
is nice.
So that's and then that's until January 1st, though, right?
It is until January 1st, yes. Yeah, and you'll also get a program and some fun other little tidbits with that.
So if I can't see this on the 18th, I can watch it any time between the
18th. You can.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
But what's special about the 18th, Friday the 18th in particular?
Yeah, on Friday the 18th, we're actually hosting a live chat before the show, and there will be a chat happening throughout the show. So if people want to watch the show and interact with performers or with each other and talk about Gateway memories that they've had or things that they're enjoying during the show, we'll have some performers there during the show, so they're able to connect with them as well as Jasmine and myself. It's kind of a fun way to be together without being together on the 18th. So we're doing that. It'll be a really fun night, I think, to do that. And I've done it a few times with other shows where, you know, you're watching and you're sort of chatting with other people online while you're watching the show and celebrating the things that you love about it and sometimes sharing memories and comments. It's a really, really interesting way and fun way to interact.
So we're talking a few days from the 18th. The performances, they'll be done at the Gateway, is that right?
No, they're all done in people's homes.
Oh, I see, okay.
Yeah, so not only is it home for the holidays because the audience will be at home, but all of the performers have filmed themselves within their homes.
Literally at home.
Literally at home. So we had our Donnie Tajani, who is our sort of aesthetic designer, work with people to create sort of an aesthetic within their house.
Yeah.
And, so everybody was so generous. All the performers were so generous and then filmed themselves within their homes. And it's a really cool, it's a really lovely insight, actually, also into, you know, where people are. So it's a nice hybrid of the performance, but also just, you know, people feeling cozy. There's some pets in the show, which is fun.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, we've seen that over the last several months. I'm thinking of the Sondheim birthday.
Yeah.
I remember reading comments online just how neat it was to see people's houses and where they chose to perform even.
Yeah, the Sondheim birthday party was something that definitely inspired us. You know, it was definitely one of those things that I watched and went, oh, that's so lovely,
yeah.
You know, and so that was a real inspiration. I agree with you. It's so nice to see people's homes. You know, and I think it's important for us to also inspire people to feel safe in their homes.
Right.
You know, so we did talk about filming it at the theater, and there was definitely conversation about that, but we just sort of thought, you know what, if people are going to be in their homes, wouldn't it be lovely for them to feel like we are as well?
Yeah.
So.
So when the call went out to all this talent, I mean, as I said a moment ago, it's a who's who.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of the conversations that you had with them in terms of say their memories of the Gateway, these shows themselves that they appeared in, and in terms of the audiences of the Gateway, because I mean, there's a reason why you've all chosen to come back. It's because of the community itself, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost every single person talked about, and there is a portion in the show where you get to hear from performers, which is really lovely, and almost every single person talked about the warmth of the audiences at the Gateway Theater and how supportive they are and how, you know, sometimes when you finish a show, you come out And the audiences are there, and they're there to thank you, and they're there to be great, you know, appreciate the work that you've done. And, you know, those conversations were so heartwarming. It's nice to hear that, you know, that performers feel supported by their community. And I think also it was nice to celebrate the community of the theater itself. You know, like I said with Lilania, you know, and Greg Pember, who is a performer who lives in Toronto now, he talked about, I actually did Sound of Music with Greg, and I remember he was 12 years old, and at the time, I'm sure he's going to hate me for telling this story, but he was playing Friedrich, and his voice was changing as he was performing, and so he would be on stage. It's such a vulnerable time for a young person, and, you know, I think those moments when, you know, you have a community and sort of a theater family around you to support you through those things, you remember those things. They create rich experiences in your life, and I think that's true of a lot of performers who have been there for a long time, myself included. You know, it's nice to revisit those things, and it's also nice to share those stories with the audiences. You know, those are the things that happen that we don't know about. You know, you see performers on stage and you think, oh, they're so great, and sometimes we forget that. It's a gift for them too, especially for young people, you know, for young people growing up. It gives them something, something like that can give them a real sense of purpose. And Greg specifically, and Bridget Essler, and Scott, like there's a lot of them, but Greg specifically is, you know, has been at the Shaw Festival now. He's, you know, he's a really successful performer. And it's cool to see that growth, you know.
So I had your colleague Jasmine Chen on the show back in October, and we reflected on what a tough time this has been for all of you in the arts. For you, what have these last few months been like and in terms of being the artistic director of the Gateway? I mean, there are added responsibilities, aren't there, to not only the company but the community?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been a really interesting time to be in a leadership position, and I think you know, some of the challenges, I think it's the same challenges everybody is facing, which is, you know, we are all being forced to revisit how and why we do what we do, you know, regardless of what our profession is or what we do in our everyday lives. It's looking at how do we do these things safely, but also in the arts specifically, it's how do you continue, our job is to lift up and inspire people, you know, and the thing with live theater is it's live theater. So part of the way we do that is we create a room that is energized and full of people experiencing the same thing. So it's been a very interesting journey to explore how to do that in a way that it's hard to recreate those feelings when you can't be together. So I think for me and for us as a team, it's been, you know, really just trying to figure those things out. How are we, what are our responsibilities, and how do we reach out? And some of it has been just honestly reaching out to people, you know, having meetings with some of our volunteers and our community, just one-on-one calling them. And I think paper theater was another way, was to reach out, you know, and then this is a completely different way. And I mean, for me, I right now, honestly, I just came out of a meeting where we were just talking about what people are going to need in 6 months, you know, and what is, how do we bring that? You know, I really think people are going to be desiring togetherness and joy and inspiration. And so how do we create work that does that, you know, in a way that is safe? And how do we take care of artists? So those are all the things on my mind. Because that is also part of what we do, you know, is we create space for artists to make things and to make theater. And so I'm so excited to do that in the future, and I'm excited to figure out how we can do that within the sort of restrictions that we have moving forward, you know, because things inevitably will change. They always do.
Yeah.
So we have to be as ready as we can be.
Indeed. And until they do, this is a great way, especially because it's the time of year, to spend time home and reflect on the holidays. I mean, it's a very special time, and it'll be obviously a very different time for all of us. It's a new tradition. I guess we'll just have to sing louder, I guess, right, when we watch this?
My gosh, we have to sing as loud as we can, and I think that's the great thing. These songs are so familiar, a lot of them.
Yeah.
So singing along, and there will be a lyric book that comes to people. in their package. So if people want to sing along, they can. I have yet to be able to sing along without choking up a little bit.
Really?
So.
Yeah.
But sometimes when that happens, you just have to sing louder. So.
Have you got a favorite Christmas song, by the way?
A Christmas song?
Yeah.
I do. I was saying this yesterday. I'm a big fan of Winter Wonderland.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of my faves. And I am a bit of a Mariah Carey nut. Like, I do think that that song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, is like, it's one of those songs that just really, like, I decorated my tree yesterday and that was the first song I played. Like, it is what the one that makes me I feel like Christmas has started. So, but Winter Wonderland for sure. Yeah, it's a good classic.
Well, happy holidays, happy Christmas, and all that.
And to you, Joseph, very much so. Yeah.
And yeah. Break a leg, as I say, for the 18th.
Thank you, and thanks for this time together.
The website for tickets to Home for the Holidays is at gatewaytheater.com, and it'll be available from Friday, the 18th of December, through to Friday, the 1st of January. GatewayTheater.com again is the website. Barbara Tomasik joined me on the line from Richmond, British Columbia, in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.